This is Friday, Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Hello, Becca.
Hey, Kyle. Obviously, I'm on my way home from New Orleans, but there are things going on this weekend in Northwest Arkansas that I really want to get home for. One of my favorite places on stage at Rogers Little Theater, and a play I've never seen but really want to, opens at the Fort Smith Little Theater.
What are the productions?
You are of an age that you must remember Driving Miss Daisy.
I remember the movie, sure.
Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Set in the Deep South in the days when races didn't consort, and a white woman certainly couldn't be friends with a black man, Hoke is Daisy's driver because her son insists she has one. And the fact that he's not just her friend, but her best friend is complicated. The Rogers Little Theater version stars Sandy King as Miss Daisy and Justin Stewart. He has the amazing voice.
Right.
As Hoke. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again June 9th through 12th. Tickets are $42 for dinner and $15 for balcony seating at 631-8988. You also no doubt know the term gaslight.
Oh, yes.
To make somebody question their own sanity?
Right.
Well, the use of the word comes from a 1938 drama by British playwright Patrick Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I actually did.
Well, you're smart that way.
I just knew it. I mean, I don't know why.
In the play, Bella Manningham is manipulated into questioning her own sanity by her husband. The show's set in 1880s London. And the gaslight thing comes because, obviously, streets and homes were both illuminated with gas lights, and the one at their home dims in the evening when Jack is upstairs treasure hunting, but he tells Bella it's all her imagination.
Right.
A detective shows up to tell Bella the truth, and together they trap Jack, and I love the fact that Bella gets the last word. She tells him she's not accountable for her actions because, after all, she's gone mad.
Mm-hmm. It's a great play.
The show stars Jamie Gianni as Bella, Cody Banning as Jack, and Stephen Martin as the detective at Fort Smith Little Theater. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again June 8th through 11th. And tickets are just $10 at 783-2966.
Okay, so we've got things on stage in Rogers and Fort Smith, but that's not everything, I bet.
Oh, no. You know, now that Fayetteville has recovered from the Walmart shareholders crowd.
Uh-huh.
Wakarusa is happening on Arkansas 23 at Mulberry Mountain, and it's an entirely different crowd that goes through Fayetteville on the way to Wakarusa.
Yeah, it is.
And Coco Montoya headlines the Blues Weekend in Eureka Springs. If you will follow Kevin Kinder on Twitter or follow What's Up on Twitter, or check Kevin Kinder's NWATunedIn.com blog, you'll find out all about Wakarusa. For the Blues Weekend, you're on your own, because neither one of us will be there. If you're looking for a different kind of music, Harry and the Potters in concert at 5 o'clock today, right across the street from you, Kyle.
Oh, at the library.
Yes, part of the summer reading program. They're fabulous. And the Bella Vista Old Time Country Dinner Show is something new. This weekend, it features Little Roy Lezzi at 6 o'clock Saturday at Reardon Hall. Dinner's catered by Fred's Hickory Inn, and tickets start at $40.
All right.
You can find out more at 696-9876.
Very good. All right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.